Maine's nonprofits turned out at the State House today for an informal meet and greet with lawmakers and a chance to highlight their contributions to Maine's economy. For example, the groups collectively employ nearly 85,000 Maine residents who were paid more than $3.6 billion in wages. But as A.J. Higgins reports, their bottom lines could look a whole lot different in the future if the governor's plan to require municipalities to start taxing them is approved.
Members of the Maine Association of Nonprofits set up tables around the Hall of Flags and passed out brochures highlighting the services they provide to the state. Although they are nonprofits by definition, the groups pack a big punch to Maine's economy, which the association pegs at about $10 billion annually in wages, retail and wholesale purchases, and contracts for professional services. None of the nonprofits pay property taxes in the communities where they are located. But that would change under Governor Paul LePage's budget, and nonprofits, large and small, have taken notice. Darlene True-Christ is the Director of Communications for the Bigelow Laboratory of Ocean Sciences in East Booth Bay. She estimates that LePage's plan could cost Bigelow as much as $165,000 annually.
We'd have to figure out some way to bear that unreasonable burden, because we just don't have any way to recoup it. If we were a real business, we'd have some product to sell. But we do science.
LePage's plan is an effort to cushion the loss of municipal revenue sharing funds in the second year of the budget cycle. The $60 million the state would have paid to Maine cities and towns would be invested elsewhere in the budget. But the governor would lift the current property tax exemption for all nonprofits, with the exception of churches and religious organizations. Under the plan, cities and towns would have to impose a tax assessment on any nonprofit property equal to 50% of total valuation, exceeding $500,000. True-Christ says the proposed policy seems to ignore the fact that tax-exempt status is one of the big reasons that Bigelow can provide an $11 million payroll for 84 employees who reside in the Mid-Coast area. And she says that's not all Bigelow does for the region.
We just opened a brand new facility in East Booth Bay, and when we did that, we had an independent economic analysis done that said by 2017 we would have contributed $17 million in direct and indirect benefits to the community. And we don't want to threaten that with this tax proposal.
There's a ripple effect out of nonprofit employment, you know, and I think that's the challenge, I think, with this particular proposal.
At the Maine Association of Nonprofits, Executive Director Scott Schnapp is preparing for some lengthy public hearings before the legislature's Appropriations and Taxation Committees, where the fate of the governor's budget will ultimately be determined. Schnapp said most of the nonprofits would have to look toward laying off employees to offset significant unexpected new expenses.
So when you add expenses, you're going to have to cut expenses somewhere to be able to balance budgets, and the cuts are going to come on the employment side.
Not only would the policy result in job losses, some critics say the intended plan would never come close to making up the differences to municipalities for $60 million in lost revenue sharing funds. Jeff Herman is the Director of State and Federal Relations for the Maine Municipal Association.
What is being offered with the tax base of tax-exempt organizations, the way it's being provided, where these thresholds and you only get half of the base and so forth, is about half that.
Republican support for taxing nonprofits has been muted, with many GOP lawmakers saying they need to see more details of the proposal. Meanwhile, Democrats such as Representative Adam Good, the House Chair of the Taxation Committee from Bangor, are beginning to line up to oppose lifting the exemption.
I think it's unfair to the nonprofits that they provide a major service to our community, and they're dragged into a fight because of the governor's disinterest in funding revenue sharing.
According to a Wall Street Journal analysis, Maine ranked fifth in the country in 2012 at 51% when it came to reliance on property taxes to fund government. By contrast, the national rate that year was 21% lower. For MPBN News, I'm A.J. Higgins.